Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about God's desire that we grow. We grow as individuals. We grow as the local body of Christ. We grow as part of God's kingdom. Today we're going to talk and pray specifically about growing in love. And not about falling in love, not about being in love, but as love being part of that foundational element that causes growth in our life, that causes growth in the lives of those around us. Because of the love of Jesus, and because of His love being shown through us. Our key text today is Ephesians 4:16. We looked a little bit at this yesterday as the introduction. It says, "From Him, that is Jesus, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." God says that we are held together by one another. We are held together by our love for one another. And when we think about growing together, we think about growing in general. Love becomes that foundation that motivates us to continue to provide, to continue to care, to continue to give. Whether it's a pet, a child, a spouse, a church family. There are times where I suspect every one of those does something that, well, challenges our commitment to them. And it's our love that motivates us to continue to care, to continue to listen, to continue to grow in relationship. And just as most of us would not think of discarding a pet because it made a mess on the front rug in the doorway, but rather we would love that pet. We would perhaps get some training, some teaching, some instruction and correction, but even if our first reaction, if we stepped into that mess as we walked in the door, was to throw it out, that's rarely what we would do. And that really amplifies as we begin to talk about people. And there are times where, you know, pets get abandoned, they get dumped along the roadside, they get discarded. There are times that that happens to children and spouses and even churches. But overall, as we grow in maturity, and we'll talk about that throughout the week, we learn to be respectful of one another. We learn to be more understanding. We learn to be more caring. We learn to love. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. And I don't think it really means it in the sense that it hides them. That pretends it doesn't exist. But rather, love takes care of the separation that the multitudes of sins could cause. It was God's love for us that covered a multitude of our sins, not by ignoring it, not by pretending it doesn't exist, but by covering the consequences, paying the penalty, so that we didn't have to, because we couldn't. And it's this same love that we ought to have that brings about our own growth, that brings about the growth of a church family, it brings about the growth of God's kingdom, when our love for others is willing to help deal with sin, help take care of it. We deal with that sin when it's against one another. The Bible tells us that we should forgive those who sin against us just as we have been forgiven. And love is what brings that about. It's what motivates that. It's what makes it possible. And when we begin to grow in love, we begin to grow in maturity. We begin to grow together. And as we look at our own life, I think sometimes we read Scripture, we study God's Word, we so desperately want to apply it to someone else. And we begin to think, well, if only the world would hear this and do it and believe it and accept it and act upon it. And yes, there would be great benefit to that. But many times we skip the first step. And that's us doing it. That's me doing it. When God's Word tells us to love our enemies, and we start thinking of people that ought to be more loving, we've missed the primary application, and that's us personally. It means I ought to love my enemies. And throughout God's Word, He's constantly drawing us into a personal relationship with Himself so that we know how to live in these personal relationships with one another. And we grow in those relationships, whether it's with God or whether it's with one another, as we learn to love as He loves. And He says, the body is grown and held together by every supporting ligament. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't really want to see all of my supporting ligaments in my body. As I've mentioned before at different times, I have this very, very, very literal mind. And so I hear things, and especially if I'm not seeing the images that go with it, but as I work at my desk at home at times, the TV will be on, and I'll hear things. I'll hear one of those ads that always catches me because of my mind's literalness is some product that will give you 100% clear skin. And I keep thinking, I don't want somebody with 100% clear skin. There's stuff under that skin that I really don't want to see. But it's important stuff. It's valuable stuff. It's stuff that, well, life wouldn't exist without. And part of God's design of the body is there is stuff that holds us together, and it's people. And sometimes these people go unseen. Sometimes these people are in positions and places within the body that are so critical but are not visible. And it doesn't make them less value. In fact, God says, they ought to be receive more honor because they really have greater value. And it's love that notices that. It's love that honors that. It's love that appreciates that. And so we learn to grow in love in a way that respects and honors one another, in a way that listens to one another. I'm not sure if you realize this yet or not, but you're not always right. I'm not always right. And when we learn to listen to one another, we recognize that there isn't always a choice in opinion between right and wrong. It's sometimes a matter of perspective. We become so divided by our personal projects and desires that we fail to see how someone else's personal projects and desires could actually be complementary of what we're trying to accomplish. It's just another part. It's another section. It's another growth. And there are times where we have to be very careful. I'm not saying that everything's good and permissible, that everything's beneficial. Paul says that all things are, and I really think he means all things which are permissible are not necessarily beneficial. Paul would say not everything is permissible. There are things that are sinful. He's made that very clear. He's talking in that context to a group that, well, becomes divided. And when we recognize that even among everything that's permissible, not everything that's lawful is useful. And love is the thing that helps us to refine the lawful into what is actually useful. And we grow as we love one another. Talking to an individual yesterday, and it's that idea, if I'm not willing to listen, I'm not willing to learn. And that can be true in our relationships with one another. It's definitely true in our relationship with God. If we're spending no time in God's Word, no time listening to what He has to say, it's doubtful that we're really learning how He wants us to live. It's doubtful that we're really learning who He is. And love brings us to a point and position of humility. As the Bible says, of considering others' needs as more important than our own. And when we begin to do that, we begin to grow as an individual. And our expressions of that kind of love helps us to grow as a church body. And a church body expressing that kind of love to one another and to their community helps it to grow as part of the kingdom. And when we grow in all of those ways, we become more effective in seeing God's will done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we love. And we grow. And we grow in love. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. We only have a glimpse of what growing in love looks like because you've been generous with your love to show us. And Father, I confess we stumble around with it, we fumble it, we kick it around. We're not even quite sure all the time what to do with your love, let alone our love. And so God, today I pray that you would help us to love you like we ought to love you. to receive your love like we ought to receive it. To grow in love because of you. Because of what Jesus has done for us. Because of your expressions of love towards us. That we're able to learn what that even looks like. And Father, as we consider the people around us today, perhaps people that we work with, people that we go to school with, people that we're involved in recreational activities with, people that we simply pass by as strangers in the marketplace or on the roadways. May we consider how to love like Jesus loves. May we grow in that desire to love people. May we be willing to not simply have the hard conversations, but may we be willing to do the difficult task of listening. And may the love that you have for us that has covered a multitude of our sins, that has dealt with those sins and taken care of them, may that same kind of love exist among us. As your children, as those who live by faith. Not a love that pretends sin doesn't exist, but a love that deals with it. A love that desires for it not to take up residence in our own life and in the lives of others. And so we are diligent about protecting and putting on the armor that you've provided and standing firm against the schemes and wickedness of the evil one. Father, when we do sin, may love be the foundational element of restoration and hope, of forgiveness, of repentance, of change. Father, may we value one another and may we value the work that you've created for each person to do, regardless of how big or small it may look like according to the world standards or even according to ours. Regardless of how visible or invisible it seems to be, may we understand the vital nature of each person doing their part. And may we love the part that each person has been given by you. And may we love that person. And Father, today as we grow in love, may we lift up Jesus in everything we do and everything that we say. May He be seen and heard in us and through us, so that many would become to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.